Gegusch. Nah, enough of that silliness.
We should just, you know, haven't we gotten that like recorded yet? We can just play. Still doing our own theme song every week.
That's what that character to this show. If we didn't have that, we'd just be a bunch of goobers in a basement.
People listen to them back to back and it clearly loses enthusiasm every time.
Whatever. Mom's still alive. Dear diary. How goes it, brother?
Good, how about you?
Can't complain. Enjoying myself a sweet cinnamon made with care. And protein powder.
It's been a pretty good week.
I think Mom's sad now, because like she realized she'd eaten half of the muffins in a day. So it's been like 2 days straight, and I haven't seen any other muffins disappear beyond the ones I'm eating. So I think she's just like, I was a big monster.
I was a big pig.
I was a pig.
She walks around.
I'm like, just go have them. I don't care.
Who's this?
These weren't that good anyway. Ooh. Definitely should stick with blueberry.
Yeah.
And I just put cinnamon in it afterwards. Like, that seems like the better idea than the pure cinnamon muffin.
I didn't try any of them. They looked like diarrhea.
Like, that keeps you from eating food before.
Well, it's Monday, August 11th. Thank God no comedians have died yet.
Didn't he die Monday?
Yeah.
I was like,
it's supposed to be like seconds before.
Like, I'm just like, I open up my phone. I'm like, hold on, brother. You might want to hold off on that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Not Brian Posehn, is it?
Someone huge in the industry has just died. One of your
Mario Cantone?
One of your beloved childhood icons.
The other voice, is it Gilbert Gottfried? I don't think I could take it if someone from Aladdin died.
Now, yeah, sad news, Robin Williams passed away.
Yeah, that does suck.
He was definitely one of the guys I always liked growing up. Because, like, right about the time I started going to see movies, I mean, that was when he was probably at his biggest. You know, it was Jumanji had come out, Aladdin, a couple other movies
Mrs.
in there.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hook. I don't think people look as fondly back on Hook as the rest of those, but...
It's huge in the fraternity, because there's a few guys that really like it. They use the expression bangarang a lot.
I do know that's it, yeah.
And Obama actually said he was a bangarang pirate. I was like, that's kind of cool. Although you'd have been like in your 30s when that came out.
But now, I look back to What Dreams May Come. It's one of the few movies that always, like I say, had like kind of a big impact on me. Because like about the time that happened, I started going through a big phobia of death.
Mm.
And I remember Mom taking me to see the movie to help me get over it. And it actually did. Like, I don't practice anymore, but still a lot of ideals in that movie that do help you kind of come to peace with death a little bit easier. So it's kind of a bummer. It's going to be a tough as shit movie to watch now, though.
Have you checked? Is it on Netflix?
I haven't seen if that's on Netflix yet. I have to imagine that's one of those. I'll just have to look up and see. But that's going to be like, because I mean, the whole movie is about him dying and going to heaven, and then his wife is so distraught over him passing that she commits suicide to join him in the afterlife. But God considers suicide to be like the greatest sin a person can commit because it's forsaking life, so he has to go to hell to save her. And you're just like, well, what a depressing movie considering the method of which he chose to.
We can bring up full quotes if you'd like.
Ooh. Now we don't need to do that. Still looking for
here. Where to watch? Hold on here.
I'm assuming someone didn't flush the toilet or something.
You know someone didn't flush the toilet. Yeah, fuck it.
Okay. Done searching on this. I'll look if it's on Netflix later. It's not a crazy big thing. No, pretty big bummer.
I hadn't liked most of his, like, the last few years. But I always thought there'd be, like, one really good movie it would come.
Mm-hmm. I guess
I kind of got past the age where I thought kids up on new Robin Williams movies, because I figured he wouldn't be around for a long, long time. But I thought maybe there'd still be something else that...
He'd be one of those kind of, like, older comedians working for a while, even when they were, like, in their 70s and 80s. He'd still, you know, be able to get some.
Yeah. Like, his idol, Jonathan Winters, just died last year, and he was probably in his late 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, He had a pretty good run. I mean, yeah, his most recent movies have not been stellar. And he had quite a few turkeys under his belt. But supposedly that show he was in now, The Crazy Ones, was doing relatively well. I believe it was set to be renewed.
Yeah.
Obviously, probably not now.
Not going to news radio it.
No. That'd be super weird. Because he was easily the like selling point of the show. It was like, hey, it's Robin Williams on television.
Yeah.
And people were just like, yeah, what fucking, what's her name from Buffy the Vampire Slayer? And you're like, yeah, whatever.
They'll just cancel it, say that too many horses died.
The old luck excuse. But, and yeah, he did some commercials and stuff like that, relatively. He did that Snickers commercial and stuff like that. He was still,
yeah,
still decent.
He had, because I looked it up, it was, they all came out in 2002. He had Death to Smoochie, Insomniac, and 1 Hour Photo. Like, three movies that all came out in a year. Death to Smoochie was still a comedy. But the other two, like, he played a, like, twisted bad guys in all three of them. It was kind of interesting. And all of them are pretty decent. Death to Smoochie is kind of a goofy movie, but Ed Norton, Jon Stewart, like, in his first year on The Daily Show. I think he directed it, too.
Sounds like a pretty good movie. So, when the year comes around, I don't know if you do it, but amongst some of my friends, we do, like, a death pool. To, like, predict what celebrities will probably die within the year.
Most monsters do. Most Draculas do.
Most fat werewolves like you. Like, oh. Now, but Robin Williams has never been on my list.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for mine to come true, where I'm banking on Leonard Nimoy to bite the dust in the next 6 months.
Do you put any, like, is there any?
No, there's no money or anything. It's solely just... The biggest satisfaction.
Ghoul in our friend group of friends. Our most successful ghoul, I guess.
Yeah. I remember it was like right after the Jerry Sandusky thing, I remember you were like, I don't think fucking...
Paterno, yeah.
Yeah, you were like, Paterno's going to be gone in like a month. And then lo and behold, like a month later, he passed. So I feel like you have the Midas touch when it comes to killing celebrities.
Just, ting. Sorry, Bronson Pinchot, your time is done.
Take this guy who played that one Night's Watch member in Game of Thrones.
I've been trying to get Perry Saturn forever. Ting, ting, keep moving.
Get back here. Ting, ting. Sorry, Tess. Ting, ting.
Sorry, Tess.
Do you want to get the huge news out of the way now? There's going to be an Inhumans movie, brother. Do, 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 do. That's the Game of Thrones theme to it.
Meh.
Meh. I can see it. It's going to be one of those things they're going to have to kind of sell a lot of people on, but obviously after Guardians, they're like, eh, we're not too worried about that anymore.
Yeah.
At this point, is there a movie Marvel can make that you'd be like, no, I just won't see that, period? Like, even if Netflix... I know you won't see most of them in theaters, but even if, like, Netflix came out, you'd still be like, eh, I don't
think... I mean, it'd have to be pretty terrible that I wouldn't spend a dollar. Oh, Black Panther looks kind of insulting.
I mean, I haven't done it yet.
Maybe it was just from that event, that last Avengers with the Mightiest Hero. Or
Earth's Mightiest Hero, yeah.
It was like, they're clearly just making him into Batman.
I mean, he's somewhat similar to Batman, I think, in that role.
In that show, he's very much like, he's the scientist, you know, he's a millionaire kind of. Playboy. I mean, he lives in...
Millionaire Playboy. I don't think he ever...
wealthy man.
I was going to be like, Millionaire Playboy. I don't think he ever leaves the mansion outside with his mask off.
He's barely there. He's usually in Wakanda.
Yeah, well, that's his thing. You know, he's the king of his own nation.
He's just banging Nubian whores left and right, I'm sure.
I don't think that makes him a playboy.
I don't know. Paul Rudd is making me think Ant-Man might be okay, but... And Michael Douglas...
Kate's hurting your opinions on it a little bit.
Man, fuck that. I hope it does fail. I so do not want to see her career get, like, fresh air breathed into it. Like, she was...
Now,
like,
what if it was...
dead on the dock?
What if she's great? It was just the writers on Lost made a shitty character. And she, you know, can't be blamed for that.
She wasn't very good in the Hobbit movie.
That's my thing. I was just like, I was willing to give you the benefit of the doubt that, you know, Kate was just a poorly written character. But after Hobbit, and I was like, oof, you're terrible in this too. I'm just like, oof, that's two strikes, girl.
Yeah.
If you fuck up my Marvel Cinematic Universe, I'm done
and
with it.
And you're not getting any younger. I mean, starting staring down the barrel of 40. How long are we keep gonna pretending like she's some spry young thing?
I don't think they're doing that as much anymore. mean, I don't think, and I don't know what character they're casting necessarily as an Ant-Man. If they're just like, this is the, well, yeah, but I mean, like, it's the young 20s Wasp. Like, oh, let's go out and get our snooches pounded.
Come on, girl. Selfies.
No, she's actually, I think, supposed to be, like, Janet Van Dyne, who's the Wasp. I think it's supposed to be her daughter. So, I'm assuming she'll still become the Wasp, though.
Oh.
Because, you know, like how Michael Douglas is Hank Pym, but this is him, like, after he's done with his career. Yeah. So, I'm assuming that they're just, like, going to have the both of them essentially take up the mantles. Seems to be the case.
I'll have to see some, like, really cool stuff come out of that Fantastic Four movie, maybe, before I pick that up.
It's tough, because the last two Fantastic Fours I kind of liked, but I also admit I was like 13 at the time. And
the first one's on HBO.
And Jessica Alba at that point was like enough to get me in to see about any movie.
She is just drop dead gorgeous in that movie. You forget, like, good lord.
She was pretty fucking hot back then.
And Dr. Doom I even thought they did all right with in the movie. I mean, they gave him powers, which was kind of weird, but...
Yeah, but, like, that was one of the times I was like, no, I don't think this was bad casting by any means or anything like that. I mean, I haven't seen the movies in probably, like, 5 years, so if I go back, they're probably not that good, but...
Second one gets kind of...
Yeah, well, a lot of people have problems with the second one, too, but it's one of those things where I'm just like, ugh, but at the same time, I'm not, like, crazy about... I don't know, Fox's movies have been kind of hit and miss, and I'm just not a Fantastic Four guy. Like, they just don't entertain me very much. Like, the villains are cool, but I don't know, the team's just...
Yeah, I would agree. But they have a stranglehold on. Like, imagine how awesome Galactus would be in the Avengers.
Oh, God. I have to feel they're going to have to do something. Like, at least, at the very least, find something that they can do to replace that kind of entity within the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Because eventually, I mean, you do Thanos, and then you're like, all right. Really kind of blew our load there.
Are we just going to keep one-offing villains left and right? Like, well, surely the Mandarin's going to be left standing. Like, no, he's not even Chinese.
Well, there is a Mandarin.
One of their shorts, right?
Yeah, in the short they revealed there is still a Mandarin out there. So presumably they can still use him then.
Like, I don't even think... Do you think there's going to be more Iron Man movies?
Tony Stark. Robert Downey Jr. said that he's not necessarily done with it. He said, I think his quote was something like, I'm not ready to give up the belt yet or something like that. Some like boxing term or something like that.
Dump enough money on me that I can't swim my way out of.
Oh yeah, I guarantee if they gave him enough, he'd still probably do one. Plus, there's always a chance they could do a movie where he like passes the mantle on to someone else or something like that.
Like, I'll just sit on up money and then I can do all the artsy, like, no money movies the rest of my
life. I can do that shitty Judge movie I'm going to be in later this year. That just looks awful. You can't sell me enough on Robert Downey Jr. Like, it's a, I don't know, like, he's some high, you know, city lawyer who goes back to his country, you know, podunk town, and his dad was a judge, and, like, he's convicted of murder, so he has to defend his dad, but they don't get along. It's just like, this just seems like you're trying a little too much.
That's the artsy movies you're holding yourself out
no,
for?
No,
like, a Lifetime movie, almost?
But, like, the weird thing is, like...
girls, it's who's the judge?
But, like, when he posts about it, he's just like, finally, the movie I wanted to make all the... Like, finally, the movie I've, you know, I've wanted to do all this time. I'm like, really? This?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those...
No, I'll definitely skip that.
I think that comes out in October. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Sounds like it's a mostly white cast, so I'm sure you'll make your way to it.
I might end up seeing... Get On Up maybe this weekend. I have to see Expendables first.
There might be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles again.
Which does have Wesley Snipes in it.
That's true.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, not very good.
Has it gotten worse since we docked that first? You're like,
it's okay, but it's really like, the problem with that movie is that the writing in it and the acting is just horrible. Just god-awful in that movie. And I liked Megan Fox a lot after Transformers, you know, just in terms of her being hot.
Jennifer's body, piece of work.
But she's definitely, like, she's gotten a lot of plastic surgery since then. So I've definitely kind of reached a point now where I'm like...
That's a shame, because she's still only, what, like, my age, probably?
Yeah, about that.
Maybe a year or two younger.
Let me see, I can pull up a photo of what she used to...
Probably, like, 29, 30, 31.
Let's see. I think I saw a photo recently that compared like what she looked like back in like 2008 or something like that to what she looks like now, and it's kind of crazy. So let me see.
Christopher, you're quite good at turning me on.
Oh, dear.
You should probably just pretend like you didn't see that.
Yeah, you didn't hear that. Let's see.
It brings me to another thing. We got to plan something for the weekend when that happens. I don't think it's this weekend. I think it's the next weekend.
Yeah, that's what she looked like back in 2005 before she got any plastic
surgery. Adorable.
Pretty fucking cute.
It's like the stepdaughter you always wanted to bang.
That's your phrase, not mine. And
it says it right on your t-shirt.
Let's see. That's what she looks like.
Oh, right, yeah, she's like, going for like a weird pinup thing. I don't
know. Yeah, it's just like, it's not. I don't know. It's one of those things like when you put too much like fucking plastic surgery on, it just starts
on something that didn't need it to begin with. Yeah. Like, I could see if you turned 50 and started doing that.
Oh, well, what a shame.
Yeah, no. The Avery Simpson's episode, all the, marathon. I forget when it starts. Something September, isn't it?
I think it's like one of the last. I don't think it's this weekend. I think it might be the weekend after.
Let me see. Simpsons.
Marathon FXX.
Alright. Let's see what we get here. Start date. Alright, come on now. Help me out here.
Or maybe it's Labor Day weekend. You know what I'm doing Labor Day weekend? Nothing.
Nothing for nobody.
Climbing in a pump. What's Maggie ever done? Nothing for nobody.
It's just you in a pool of chocolate pudding.
Where'd you go, hot dog? I found you.
Giant sandwiches. Let's see. It'll run August 21st through September 1st.
Okay.
In chronological order, all 25 seasons, 552 episodes. So it starts not this weekend, but I guess the weekend after that.
What's the 20? What Mikey said.
No, it starts literally next Thursday. So, today's the 14th.
So, and going through Labor Day weekend.
No, yeah, I guess the first is Labor Day weekend. So, it ends on Labor Day weekend. So, you're getting the most recent episodes then. It's tough. There's, like, a strong desire in me. Like, all right, I won't take off that Thursday. Because, like, the first two seasons, there's not, there's a couple
of
jams.
That Friday is going to be
tense. That Friday, I might honestly have to consider taking off just to, like, sit at home watching Simpsons all day.
If you do it, I'm definitely doing it.
I took out
a half day Thursday for something unrelated, but I might just do that anyway.
It's a tempting proposition. Because how often are you going to have the opportunity to be like, I'm just going to watch fucking, like, 7 hours of Simpsons, like classic great Simpsons in a row.
I don't have to worry about them skipping.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about like, oh, here's two classic episodes and a new one, or repeats or anything like that. Just like boom, right in a row, just great episodes. Especially because if you go that Friday, you're getting like, it's 25 episode seasons, so you get, you're probably so like
seasons three,
like through... mid three through probably like season, like the start of season five.
Yeah. Some classics.
A pretty good season. Then the weekends should basically cover like seasons like five.
Bar Jump and the Gorge is on that.
Yeah. It would be like you'd go through like essentially seasons five through probably like season nine by the time the weekend's over. Which is about the time that I can honestly start going back to like, I'll just catch an hour or something. Like,
Yeah.
Because even though there's some good episodes in like the 9th, 10th, and 11th season, it's not as pressing. I think works like you need a 4-day weekend for what? Hospital, the doctor's visit.
I've come down with a case of the nunyas.
Like, none of your business. Goodbye on the stun of them.
We give a shit. I might do that. We can just get a bunch of food and not fucking go anywhere. I was going to say regardless, except mom would complain, just leaving the TV in the living room on 24/7 anyway. So every time you walk through, it's just like, oh, I'll catch 10 minutes of The Simpsons.
Yeah, I mean... Fuck her. It's our goddamn house. We want to have our goddamn TV on. I'm not going to let her be the one to be like, no, it's loud.
It's scary.
It's scary. Stop that.
It's like Nelly.
I'll definitely have to, I'll have to ponder that. I've taken some days off recently to get doctor's appointments, so I'll have to see. I was planning to actually go to the doctor sometime next week, so maybe I might end up doing that on Friday, and then... go to the doctor's appointment, come back, and start watching from there. Like, try to get, like, as early a morning or early appointment on Friday as I can.
Break the grill out, maybe. It's been a while.
Yeah. I mean, you can't cook
indoors. It's a lot of outside.
You can't cook indoors.
So we're already going to have to clean that damn thing up for the party. So do I really want to do that twice in a week?
How'd the cat get down here?
Being bad.
Get out of here, guess how?
Just a giant cat-shaped hole in the door. Like that. I think I can figure it out.
No, guess!
Click, click. Guess!
You don't have thumbs.
With his tongue.
This is terrifying.
It's only the tongue he's pointed in his own mouth.
No. I've been looking for an out. Aw. No. Come here, baby.
Feedback.
Get away.
Oh, my pager's going off.
So, what's new? What's going on? You had any?
I've got a couple things.
Okay.
Let's see here. First, what are we on? What is this, like our 7th episode?
I think this is 9th.
Is it 9th? Okay. So I think less than 10. If we want to, we can still change a name and it's not going to...
Is this the devotion you have? You don't like the name Super Larry Brothers Show?
No, I'm just shopping some other things. Because what if we hear something great we like? All right. Just read off a few. I've got Nosy and the Hog now. I just wanted to get the mean one over with. Blimpo and the Toucan. All right. Now the mean ones are over. Just the Tubs of Us. Nerdy and the Glug Glug. That's kind of a joke one. That's fine. The first three.
Tubs of Fun was the joke one. But
Just the Tubs of Us. It's kind of like Just the 10 of Us.
Nerdy and Glug Glug is too silly for you.
It's before your time. Fart Truck Diaries.
Then we're marrying ourselves to that joke, though. Okay. And if it isn't as funny as we like to think it is, we're dooming the ship.
Okay, so this next one might not be. Thanos and Rolo the Accuser.
Seems a stretch. All
right. And at least one online thing not named after your cat. But that might be too long.
That's going to be tough, too. Yeah.
Well, which one would be your favorite?
I mean...
Shall I read them all again?
I'll have you know, I reached a milestone. I think I've told you before that my scale has been stuck in kilograms.
Yeah.
So I finally reached a point where I'm no longer triple-digit kilograms anymore. So I feel like Nosy and the Hog, it doesn't really... I mean, no, like, unless you're talking about my giant dick.
There's a window that's closing for these fat jokes. I've been sitting back, relaxing on my laurels, thinking I didn't have to use it up, and... The fuse is burning away. So no Blimpo and the Toucan?
Blimpo and the Toucan. Hold on to those.
Gun to your head. You have to pick one of those names. Just
Nosy and the Hog. At least I can eventually be like, no, it's about my giant cock or something.
That's true. Or it's just a podcast I do by myself. Let's see here. All right, I did stand up last week. Mm-hmm. This set went okay. It was like one of those audiences where there's like 8 comedians and 3 people. But afterwards, like this old lady who had been sitting in the front row with, I guess, her daughter came up to me and she's like, what did she say? It's like, keep it up. You were good.
You start crying right there. You're that's like,
thank you! Like, was she trying to make me feel good, or did she think I just did so badly? Like, someone's got to stop this kid from throwing himself over an overpass.
She's like, this kid's about to Robin Williams himself.
Drive off a cliff.
You're like, man, Robin Williams is alive and well and going to be for a long time.
Sure, kid.
And she's just like, her eyes go white. She's just like, sure.
But it was almost like she just kind of leaned on me and was like, don't kill yourself.
Did you hug her? Like, no. You're just like, Grandma!
Because she gave me like a weird double take. At first she was like, and then she came over and said something to me like, were you really making a point of this? Or
she wanted to make sure no one else saw her giving you advice.
Like her good deed of the day, like find the 3 worst comedians and a bad comedian open mic night.
This is
like, you're the shit!
This is like her Cersei Lannister. She has to like make sure she can't see the other comedians and she's clearly politicking for you.
Yeah.
She's like, don't let anyone know, but you're the best.
Littlefinger just told me I suck.
Don't listen to his lies. His little sparrows. You're like, but that's Varys. I'm out of here. Fuck you. You lost your chance. You play at the Game of Thrones and you get queer like that, you lose.
Talking about that eunuch. Still on?
Yeah, no, we're good.
Let's see. Today, earlier this week at the office, there's been... When I go out to like smoke a cigarette, like occasionally I'll notice this chick that works in the floor above me, like going back and forth to the bathroom. And I've gotten eye contact a couple times. And I was like coming in from smoking a cigarette and she was like coming directly towards me and smiling. I was like, she's like on the box. She's like what Mikey's throwing down. What's going
on? She likes nosy.
And she like smiles, walks up to me. She's like, yeah, you're supposed to walk farther away when you smoke outside.
Oh, that's great.
Too close to the door.
She's like, it's hard to breathe, you hideous monster.
Yeah, Frankenstein, do you mind?
You're five. You're low five. You're like, hey.
4.5.
You're five minus. Hey, that's not even... What scale are you using here?
You still... I could be just a monster and beat the shit out of you. Really pushing my buttons here, toots.
Really antagonizing me.
That was funny. That almost made me laugh. Like, right there when it happened. Like, because, so, like, there was, like, a 2% chance in my head she's going to be like, take that fat...
take that dick out and bang me in the bathroom.
Let me see that raw, perfect cock. And...
So, like, if you walk... Do you walk by her now? You're just like, I go further away from the building now.
I'll wait to see if she gives me eye contact again.
Next time. She's just like, really? You probably shouldn't smoke near the building at all.
Could you stop smoking in the ladies' room?
Like, she just starts getting naggy with you. She's like, maybe if you stopped eating like shit, you'd look better. Like, okay. I
eat fruits and vegetables all the time.
She's like, is KFC considered part of your balanced diet?
It's like once a week.
It shows. You're like, okay. I see that again.
That ripped through my head. Like, I'd almost have to go home. Like, I need to think about that.
Just like you're in the car, calling up the old lady at the stand-up club. Like, Margaret, I think I need you right now.
Am I fat? She's like, a little.
That's what breaks you. You're like, no.
Yeah, find the car and stuff.
God, no.
She's like, fat-ish.
You're a little bit chunky.
You're cute and pudgy. Wait, this isn't linen free. You're the fatter one. You're huge.
You're a monster. You're a big fat beast.
Not in a good way.
I hear the stage squeak when you get on it.
Don't try and spin that into a compliment. Big fat beast. Big fat dork is what I meant to say.
No, you're not going to call you anymore, Margaret. I think our relationship's ended.
It's fine. Sorry I ever put this on speed dial. Still sound great, though. Wow.
Yeah, thanks for all the advice, though.
I read this article. Actually, I heard it on Howard Stern. He doesn't leave his toilet, or he doesn't leave his toothbrush in his bathroom.
Because of toilet particles?
Yeah. And I'm going to start doing that.
Okay. Now you're terrified that every time I take a monster, time I go in and take a monster dump and flush, some of it like gets onto your toothbrush and it's like slowly mutating you and like you're just going to start getting slowly huger dumps.
That, yeah, like, I've got your, like, poop part, like, schmectacles on my toilet, on my toothbrush, and, like, I'm coming in there, like, ooh, time to clean my mouth.
I hope you do it, and I know where you put your toothbrush, because one day I'm going to take a dump and then just brush the poop with your brush, and then just
wash it. It's in my gym bag.
I'm going to wash it off and then just put it back, and you're just like, ah, nice clean toothbrush.
You don't worry about that? I think yours, like, directly faces the toilet.
Nah,
mine used to face.
I mean, look, I recognize that it's going to be there, but yeah. Like, I don't taste it. The particles aren't that unhealthy. I mean, your mouth's like one of the filthiest places in the body.
You don't have to hide it in the attic or like bury it in the backyard. You just put it in the room.
No, but like, I'm like, the part of remembering to brush sometimes for me is just a mental cue. And if I take the toothbrush away,
you wouldn't remember to brush your teeth if you didn't see a toothbrush.
Sometimes, like, I go in the bathroom and I'm like, all right, take
you a piss.
And
a
I
go,
well, no, then I'm walking. Then I'm walking out and I'm like, oh, I should brush my teeth while I'm here, so I don't have to do it later. And having that mental cue helps. Saves me time. Sometimes I'll like forget and it'll be late and I'll just be like, I'll brush it tomorrow morning and then go to bed.
When did your teeth stop being orange? Was that like 3 years ago?
It was a little bit ago. There was a pretty bad time for my teeth. I'm shocked. I think the first one we've done since I've been back to the dentist. I've been back twice now.
The big boy dentist.
An adult dentist. The ones that don't have Cookie Monster dolls hanging above the chair to keep you from getting scared.
You had to bring those.
And I kept eating the stuffed cookie. They're like, sir, it's not real. I'm like,
you know this.
But my teeth actually weren't as bad as I worried they were. I mean, they had to do some work on them. There's some cavities they got to do and some fillings they got to replace. But, like, no root canals. no teeth have to be pulled, no, you know, deep cleansing or anything like that. The only thing eventually I'll have to do is get my wisdom teeth taken out, which supposedly is going to be a little bit of a bitch because one of mine is like perpendicular to the rest of my teeth now. Like it's like a complete 90 degrees.
Do you try looking for it now when you're like...
No, I can't. It's like deep beneath the tooth. Like, so eventually I'll have to get that out. But otherwise, like, it doesn't sound as bad as I originally... I was like... Because the reason I've been holding off at the dentist for so long is I'm just like, my teeth have got to be all shades of fucked up.
Just hang out your arms. Yeah. Get a cleaver there.
And just give me something new. Just take them all out and give me robot teeth. But like, sir, those don't exist. No, give me some sweet celebrity teeth. Make me look like Angelina Jolie.
You look like Megan Fox.
I can't roll R's.
I can barely do it.
I can't.
I sound like a total white guy.
I mean, you still can do it. Like, if I was just, what's
up? Oh, un perro.
Perro. I can't do it. Perro. I can't do it. But no, teeth are actually pretty good. It's like fortunate. It's like the one thing I got from, like, because I got dad's shitty.
You stopped, like, chugging soda in the last, like, couple years, right?
2 years ago was when I fully stopped. And yeah, I used to drink, like, a 2 liter soda a day. And like, you look at the thing.
You used to just have a 2 liter, like, over by your desk.
Yeah.
Like, that's the typical, like, scary, nerdy, like, World of Warcraft thing. Like, oh, it's just room temperature soda because the fridge is all the
way over there. Fuck it. Yeah, I don't want to get up. No, it was pretty bad for a while. But, like, I inherited mom's eyes, and clearly I had
contacts. That's shocking, because you can't repair that.
Yeah.
Until you go to the dentist.
Dad's hair, which is already starting to recede. So I was like, I didn't inherit a whole lot of great things. But I got mom's amazing fucking teeth. So, like, if I had gotten a shitty pair of teeth, I guarantee you it would just be like, fuck, it would look like the fucking teeth Lisa was supposed to have in that one with braces. If I had no braces, it's like a jagged tooth, like, hanging out of my face. But now I've been very fortunate in that.
Giant teeth. You just look like the time that turtle stole grandpa's dentures. Oh, he bit me. Would you get plugs? Like, if plugs were $1,000 to get, like, realistic looking hair plugs. Obviously not now, but in like 5-10 years.
Nah, I think, because like, I mean, the hair, the way I generally try to keep my hair now is like pretty buzz short. So you don't really notice that it's thinning a little bit. And then eventually, I mean, that's just kind of naturally leads to just shaving it all off. So eventually I'll probably go bald or something like that. I think the last time I tried going completely bald, I was like about 100 pounds heavier. So it might work better with a less weight on me. I don't know.
Yeah, it could.
I mean, it probably, I've still got dad's kind of lumpy head, so I'm sure it won't look immaculate. But no, I'd rather that than be like that guy who's like desperately holding on to like keeping his hair. Yeah, because
that would be me.
Because I'm just like
kicking
like,
and screaming.
I don't get pussy now to begin with, so it's not like the moment I lose all my hair, the chicks are like, that's when Jessica Alba's there with like wet panties at the door. Like, yeah. Is Christopher here? Oh,
he's got that, you have John Stamos hair.
You don't have hair. Never mind. I'll just put these back on.
Just dry them.
Click, clack, click, clack. I'm like, Miss Alba, wait!
Oh, he's got that John Stamos hair. I mean, his ass looks like the World Trade Center rubble, but... Yeah. No, I'd go into a kicking and screaming. Like, I'd get plugs.
Well, you got the grays coming in.
Yeah, that's fine. I can fix that pretty easily.
I mean, I see a little bit. I don't think
you're... I think it's thinning a little bit in the front, but at the pace it's going, I think I'll be all right. I think at this point, I've definitely got mom's side.
Yeah.
Over dad's side. Because dad's side, I'd be in some trouble.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, the biggest, like, worry for any Larry's kid. Like, I hope I didn't get the Larry's hairline.
You see Anthony, like, sweating bullets. He's like, oh, it's really God. Good now. It's like, great. Yeah, I'm sure they all have it pretty good at, like, 23.
Yeah, no. I, speaking of sort of health and all that, there's an Avengers half marathon in Disneyland that like I only just found out about, and like already like everything's, you know, you can't get into that. Yeah. There's also a 5K there, but the thing that's kind of cool is like the medal is like the Avengers logo and it spins around like in like a circle, and I was like, oh, that'd be pretty
sweet medal.
I want to work up to like try to do that run, because like my goal is that like at the end of it is like some guy in a Captain America costume.
Batman mask.
And he just looks at me and he's just like, good job, Christopher. And I just like break down like across the finish line. I'm just like, finally! I don't hate myself anymore.
Thank you, Chris Evans.
Thank you, Chris Evans. He's like, I'm not you know, you let this hideous monster get us one day.
He's literally smoking crack. Like.
Go ahead, just like, good job there, fat thing. And I'm just like, oh, my God, got to the back.
Go Justice League.
Hey, I didn't know the thing was supposed to be here today.
Carlos, there's another thing here.
I don't think the Blob is owned by Marvel anymore, right?
Do we? In between crackheads, like, how do you know?
I'm just like, thank you, Captain America. Teardrop.
I thought it'd be cool. You just like bust out your Batman shirt, like.
Wouldn't that be like the ultimate kick in the nuts? Like if I do an Avengers hat 5K and you just.
You probably aren't allowed to wear anything like deep because I'm sure they want pictures and stuff. They want I'm to sure put on their website.
I don't think they can actually say like, sir, you can't wear. Like your Avengers, your you want to check Justice League T-shirt.
I'd be surprised if they didn't say anything.
I'd be. Nah.
Well, maybe they just tell you flat out, like, all right, well, we're not taking
it. Yeah, I'd imagine that's what you do. I mean, first and foremost, it's a hat marathon. I don't know how many people are going to wear just plain T-shirts to that. I think most people would probably be wearing some kind of shirt that would help them breathe a little bit more.
Oh, do you have any idea that, especially this, the amount of tards that are going to show up in full costumes? There's going to be at least 10 Batmans there. And yeah, I bet you they don't, I bet you they're not allowed to run. Because how, like, if you get...
If you're in full
100 people there dressed as Batman out of 10,000 I mean, what do you? People, what do you you're like, we can't blur all the.
What are they gonna say? Like, you can't run.
It probably says it on the website. Like, don't come here dressed like fucking DC characters or any non-Marvel film characters.
Nah, I would.
They'll probably cut you a break if you show up as Wolverine.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you show up as like Wolverine or Spider-Man, what can they really? Are they really gonna be like, no, we don't own the rights?
Check it out right now. I wouldn't. All right, I'm
checking this out. I think you're crazy.
You want to put a bet?
That it says on the website you can't?
That it says don'ts, and one of them is probably like, your costume, that's too vague. I was going to say your costume is pending our approval, but that could be like, I'm Cockman. I'm dicking your butt guy.
Let's see.
Avengers. I'm going to say no un... It might just say flat out no unlicensed superhero characters, but I'm going to say...
You say it's going to say something in regards...
I'm going to say no non-Marvel superhero licensed characters.
All right, let's see. What do you want to put on this?
Put a sandwich?
Sandwich? I don't even know if I want a sandwich.
A Subway sandwich? I don't know.
Still need Subway.
All right, well, you pick it.
Let's see.
Not while you're scrolling through the website.
I don't know, just pick some. I mean, if you want to do a sandwich, do a sandwich.
Loser mows the front and back lawn next weekend. Obviously, they're both yours this weekend.
Okay.
Turdzilla, since you didn't mow the front yard.
All right, so you say that it has to be, what's the language you're using?
Non-Marvel superhero costume subject to approval.
Okay. Question, are you allowed to wear a costume and run Disney races? Yes, however, your costume cannot include a face mask. Anyone seeing violation of this, we are removed from the course. If your costume is questionable or offensive to others, we reserve the right to either have you change into something more appropriate or remove you from the event.
That's it?
Yeah.
See, questionable is kind of vague. I think we hold off the bet till they
until I call up fucking Run Disney.
Until you show up there. In a Riddler costume, two sizes too small.
They're like, it's not the Riddler part. You're just like, no, it's the Riddler part. They're like, no, it's the fact that he's exploding out of it.
Can you tell my brother it's not the Riddler? It's not the Riddler part.
Let's see. Is there a phone number you could call to like?
Can I call a Snaggleplex?
There is a number if you want to call and confirm this.
I don't think I'll do. I'll like merge into Snaggleplus. I think if they pick up and immediately I'm like, oh, hello!
Excellent, thanks, left. Can I dress like Batman?
She's just gonna hang up on me. But gradually I'll be like, What's the number?
407-939. And it's I run.
Hold on, I didn't put a 1 in there. 1-407-939.
And then I run.
You might have to back away from the mic.
No, you should be alright.
You sure?
Yeah, but I mean, people want to hear the call.
Oh, and put it on speaker? Okay.
You don't have to put it on speaker. Alright, go for it.
Thank you for calling Run Disney. Most of your questions can be answered by visiting our website at rundisney.com. If you require further information, please listen carefully to the following options. For the Walt Disney World Resort.
we can't. Like, they have to give their permission to be recorded, so I have to hang them on speaker.
All right, so at this point, you're calling. We're going to make a confirmation, so we'll pause here.
It says they closed at 5.
Oh, bummer.
That sucks. Well, I mean, in theory, I don't know, we could just do this. If you take off next Friday, we could just do this during Friday, during business hours and call.
We'll nail this down. Let's see. I scrolled away. I was about to bring up a picture of the metal.
Oh, it's got to be tits. Let's see. Like, that's my craziest medal right there. It's that North Carolina one. Pretty tits.
Actually, this one shows the back then. The back has Captain Thor. America shield, the hammer, and Hulk's fist. So, fuck you, Iron Man.
Well, who's going to be, like, least offended about leaving off there? Like, clearly I'm integral.
He's like, to be fair, I'm just a dude in a suit. I would never run.
That did say Stark at one point.
Now the Avengers logo on
that is pretty sweet.
Disneyland. This is the first year they're doing it, so my goal is to hopefully be able to.
How expensive is it?
I'm sure it's in Disneyland. I guarantee it's expensive as shit.
Probably a couple $100, I'd imagine.
Let's see.
Not counting like hotel.
Like registration's already, like, you can't even sign up anymore. They're sold out. But I'm kind of curious what the actual price is. The half marathon was $225 if you reserved after June 25th, $195 before April 29th. Is that,
it doesn't matter.
I've never done half marathons before, so is that like ridiculously expensive?
It's a bit pricey, but for a major city, it's about appropriate. I'd say the average one's about $100.
I believe you might 80 to 100. You may also get admission into the park afterwards because it's through Disneyland.
You probably do, and you probably get a decent amount of swag with it.
Too, oh yeah, I think you get like a T-shirt and some stuff, like adding the
metal. I was preparing myself for something jaw dropping, like $350 or.
I mean, it's still you still have to pay to get down there, so that's hotel. That's the kick in the dick, and you guarantee since it's a big event, it's probably going to be packed. Yeah. So hotels are probably going to be super pricey.
What if you got all the way down there and they're like, "Well, there's no spots left for this, but our Disney half marathon, our princess half marathon, still got plenty of room."
Did I still get the Avengers medal?
Can I still dress as Batman?
Like, yes. Then sure. I don't have to wear a dress, do I? Like everyone has to be a Disney princess. I'm like, can I be Mulan?
Jasmine it
she
is.
She wasn't the princess.
Jasmine it
I'll
is.
I'll be Elsa. I'm just going through the whole rest. Let it go! Let it go!
Oh, and that fuck me outfit.
Just like, with the big slit, I'm just like, something's no!
Could you put me in one of the less revealing princess outfits? Like, gotcha. Jasmine it is.
No way.
Mid-dress.
I wasn't winking at you. I had something in my eye.
Off, you don't want to show off your legs. I understand. Yeah, that's all midriff.
Or so like, all right, we have to have an equal amount of princesses, you know, for each character. I know this isn't what you want to hear. You do have to be the black princess from the fucking frog princess. So we're just going to throw some shoe polish on you and there you go. I'm just like, and I still get the Avengers medal at the end? Yes.
Do they announce this in front of everybody so they know, like, this isn't my idea?
No, we don't have time for that. So the race is about to start.
Well, it's a race, so all the black people will be done in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, they'll be fucked. They're gonna zap right by me.
It's just gonna be a bunch of guilty liberal white people that are like, you're a monster, but won't actually do anything about it.
And I'm just like, sure I am. That's like the shot they get at the end is me with my Avengers, like, medallion, like, getting my Avengers medal, but I'm still in the princess dress with black face on. Like, yeah!
Now you see
Christopher Larios. I'm like, no, don't.
You see a booth after you finish it that says fried chicken free for the next 30 seconds.
Oh my God, yes. I've just run a half marathon. At that point, I'm going to be like, fuck these guys. I'm away, everybody.
Prince and,
like,
is hungry.
All of a sudden, that's when I just like get like ridiculously like I'm just foghorn. Like, I'm like, I say that. Hold that chicken boot open. I got to get some. They're just like, what was that? And I'm sorry. When I run really hard, Southern comes out in me.
I do foghorn, leghorn. They're like, nobody knows.
That's that not is. A thing. No. No one does that. I do.
No, that chick told me they needed to fill a quote. You just point. It's just like nothing but a tumbleweed goes by.
Just like a woman fading away into darkness. I'm just like, oh, damn.
Some chick told you, even though 99% of us aren't dressed like princesses, yeah, thought chick it was, told you they needed...
I thought it was weird once I got into the race and no other... I don't even know. I haven't seen Far Prince.
That was actually a DreamWorks movie, certainly, in a way, right? No.
That can't be. What's the name of the... Far Princess character? I've never seen it, actually. It's one of those ones I didn't watch. It looks bad. It's another black movie.
It's another one.
To be fair, that was like 4 years ago.
Probably the weekend you saw Pompeii twice.
I only saw it once. And even then, it stayed till the very end.
Maybe things turn around.
Yeah, maybe things shift up for those guys at the end. After they're covered in ash. what's the guy say? Oh, I wanted to kind of get your opinion. I'm considering, because I have some money saved up, and I'm going to save some of it up to get a laptop for college when I decide on where I want to go. And part of me is also like, maybe I should use some of that money and get a PS4. And I had to get a new TV with it, because I don't think they make RF cables at this point. They're like, sir, you're at a point now, you need to get a fucking...
I'd get that first.
Yeah, I mean, I'm considering maybe I'll just get that first, but I do want to pick up a PS4 at some point. Get the next gen.
I'll probably have an Xbox One within a year.
They finally make them without the Kinect now, so you can get in on that. That'll save you some money for a shit thing you probably wouldn't even ever use. Other than to be like naked in your bed, like Xbox on, Xbox, HBO, Xbox, Game of Thrones, boom.
Red Shoe Diaries.
That's when you pass out, you're just like, the Notebook.
Like Xbox Girls. Did you ever play the 3?
The PS3, I played a little bit. But I don't know, like just looking at the two consoles like beside each other, I like the look of the PS4 a little bit better. Like, I think the controller fits a little bit better to what I look for.
Does Xbox still have that like share thing where like you can't even lend games out to people anymore? Like, if you own a game, it only works on your system or something?
They had something like that, right? Yeah, they did initially. I think they went back on that. Because they got so many people were just like, what the fuck? And then Sony was like shitting on them during the E3 where they were just like, here's how we share games. And it's like, step one, they just hand a game to the other guy and he's like, thanks. And everyone was like, ooh.
That's awesome. See, that's the best argument for like, thank God there's two systems.
Oh, yeah. When you're just like, thank God there's a competition for this. Because Nintendo's fucking gone at this point.
No competition, then you just get stuck with... John Cena for 3 hours on Raw.
Yeah, he's pretty awful. I was gonna mention Jericho has Bray Wyatt on his podcast this Friday, and I'm like, how are you gonna do that? Because they're fighting at SummerSlam, so I'm almost curious if he's gonna have him in character on that. Which I almost was like, have you seen Bray Wyatt before?
I looked up a couple clips. He's got like the creepy Southern.
Yeah, he's like a Southern cultist.
His vignettes just seem vignettes.
Vignettes, yeah. He's good. He's charismatic as shit. It's just he fucking...
I don't know about his wrestling abilities, but...
He's pretty good, actually. He's better than I'd want to think. But no, he's starting to get kind of stale because you keep, like... If he's been on a losing streak, so it's kind of like... The mystique starts to disappear when you're... It's like Kane after he, like, gets schoolboy rolled up by Rene Dupree. Like, oh!
And it's like finding his way out of it, but can't.
But I think it would be kind of cool if they have him on the podcast, and the entire podcast is him in character doing it.
I've never heard him have anyone on there in character. I mean, some people keep it kayfabe, but...
I think he had Santino on, and Santino did it in character. Who's retired, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah, well, from ring stuff, I guess he'll still be, like, in skits and shit.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, now there's no TNA anymore. Does anything new happen on that?
Supposedly, like, there's the possibility that Spike will let them work a new contract that'll be, like, week to week.
Ooh.
Until they can find a new
back
place.
Back to square one. That
yeah,
sucks.
Like, yeah, to find it until they get a new place. But clearly, like, the all signs point to them being like, no, eventually, yeah, you guys are gonna fucking go to your
own. It's interesting, though, because when that started, I was, like, hardcore into wrestling. Like, website every day, a couple times a day. Two or three websites.
Yeah.
I think there was, like, Three Strand Wrestling, and then...
I used to use Wrestle Planet, I think it was, which became WrestleZone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who I used to go to.
And that's when it started. That was when it was a weekly, like, $5 or $6 pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. But it was usually
for like a year or two, I think it was that, before it finally got...
It got, like, a TV deal. We're watching, like, TNA ever, like, mm-hmm. regularly on television, though. I think you may have fallen out of it back when, like, it was about that time we stopped really watching
yeah.
it consistently.
Probably, like, 2003, 2004, when I went away to college and didn't know anybody that was really into wrestling.
Yeah.
There's certainly nobody that was into TNA.
Because I don't ever recall a time where I watched TNA regularly, like, on television. I don't recall a time for that. So I think... Because I had, I think I kept watching until about 2005 was like my first huge break from wrestling, and that's where I like completely stopped watching it for probably like a good year or so. And then I think I came back for a little bit. That was like my first attempt at starting to work out. I would go to the gym and watch like a Raw. And
oh yeah,
that.
I remember that.
And then eventually I fell out of it again.
Tired of Mexicans changing the channel on
you. Yeah, I was like, get out
of
here. Soccer. Get out of here. And the Romanian guy just walking on a treadmill for three
yeah.
hours with his wife. Like, what are
while
you
she
doing
sits on a
here?
Bike watching TV.
What are you doing with your prostitute daughters? We did confirm are actually hookers of some kind, or prostitutes of some variety.
Or at least flirting their way into money.
Strong signs indicate they're using their sexuality.
Yeah, a gun to my head, I would say probably hookers of some sort.
But yeah, I got out of wrestling then. I kind of came back to it about last year, and now I'm starting to drift out of it again.
Mm.
It's just too hard to keep up with it all. I just canceled my WWE Network subscription.
Oh, have we had that the whole time?
Yeah, I forgot to cancel that, so... But I got it taken care
of. It's done now. Mikey, now that you can't take advantage of it at all, it's over. I was like, wait, have we had that the whole time? There's probably... I mean, they got a hell of a library.
Pretty good library, actually. You can probably get a month subscription if you want.
Let me know when you do, though.
Because I might catch a couple SummerSlams and Rumbles or something like that.
Oh, man, I definitely want to watch some Rumbles.
May still be active slightly for like a day or two. We can check that out later. Anyway.
Some old Survivor Series back when it was still 4-on-4s.
I canceled it, and like when I was at the call center for it, the whole music is like wrestling theme songs. I was like, this is actually pretty sweet.
That is good.
Like it was almost like enough for me to be like, nah, I'm sorry, just keep it going.
Yeah.
This fucking hold music convinced
you
me.
Look so
I'm like, all right, not this
good
one.
Good to me.
Sex, Rob K thing. Like, I don't like this one as much. Anything else on your mind?
Last thing, just floating this out. Looks like you'll be here for Christmas, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. Family photo. If I could find adult-sized footy pajamas. Picture of us in front of the trees opening up like big penis-shaped Christmas boxes. Okay, not penis-shaped Christmas boxes, but, like, that part's still working on. But you and me, footy pajamas, lying on the floor, opening gifts.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Can we get Scotia in, like, a bathrobe with, like, a pipe? Like, she's the dad watching over us? I can't imagine.
I'm not that. God, so I don't
know. I know she's not going to sit for it very well, but...
Can we drug her? Is that humane, though? If we, like, drugged her
no,
and put her on...
Definitely not.
Wink, wink. Just like put her drugged out ass on a footstool with a pipe duct taped to her mouth.
Look at her. Hey, Dad, look what I got. It's like I'm holding up a huge fleshlight. Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Okay. I'm going to put a check mark over that.
All right.
It's a list of my podcast ideas that haven't come into fruition. So the wacky voicemail thing. just not worth $30 a month to have a landline for.
Is that how much it is? $30?
I think to get like a triple play, they might give it to us.
I thought we have a free phone line now.
Do we?
Yeah, we have a phone line now. We just don't use it.
Was that say? Are you asking me?
It's cheaper. Yeah, like because I told him, I was like, "No, don't even bother the phone line." He's like, "It's literally cheaper to have it the phone line and just not use it than to not have it."
Forever, or is that just like a trial period?
No, that's like because that's part of the package that like they make deal, like not deals, but that's like how they.
There's no timeline on.
No, that. There's no time limit. It's not like an HBO like half off thing or something like that. It's just when you bundle everything together, you save money. And he's all like, right. It's cheaper with
if
that.
You can call them and confirm that, and then confirm.
I know we have one. I can tell you. I can guarantee we have that because I've had to. I've had to like call them for other stuff, and I've been like, "What's the phone number attached to the account?" And I gave them my number. They're like, "No, there's an actual landline." I was like, oh, "Give me a fucking moment. I have to look this up online."
Find out what that number is this weekend. We're doing a wacky voicemail, and we'll start brainstorming now periodically at work and just email wacky.
I mean, it's gonna be Friday. You're like, then one day we have to come up with the genius voicemail.
Well, let's see what happens.
I'd say give us a week.
If it's not, well, we might strike gold tomorrow. Why wait so long to put pen on paper?
All right, fair enough.
If it's garbage, then yeah, we'll give it a week. And we'll come back here for this.
If we tell it to Terry and she doesn't piss herself laughing, is that like our gauge? She's like, all right.
We can try recreating that snowman thing.
But this time he's gay, like, hey guys, you reached Lario. It's just, carried you down. I'm trying to blow every guy on the block before I melt away. By the way, if you meant to reach Lewis, you got the wrong number.
Did that here right now. I've blown them all into a coma.
Leave a message, Bree.